give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic, 10:17 on this Tuesday night as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Gibbons with you in the post until midnight. Dylan McKinnon producing the show. Great work by Brian Seltzer, Tyler Zuli, Tom McGinnis, Marty Dickerson. Great work by them as we get ready to discuss the Philadelphia 76ers' final game before the All-Star break. All-Star break is underway for Philadelphia as they close out the first part of the season. Even though they are 55 games in, we're way past the halfway mark, the first part of the season. Now they get a nine-day break. And here we are talking about a 110-103 victory over the Los Angeles Clippers, led by Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And I got to tell you guys that while we will not overreact to a win, we'll talk about the win, we'll break the win down and see how, you know, analyze what we saw throughout the night. But it was a good win. And for me, it was a good win in the sense of, as Brian Seltzer and I talked about during the Sixers and 60 show before the game live from the center, the importance of just simply getting a W, having that good feeling going into the break. You don't want to lose, especially with the losses that they've had being so deflating on the road. So it didn't matter if this win for me was at home or on the road. They just simply needed to have a good feeling going into the All-Star break. Not only with the losses piling up with 21, picking up their 34th win of the season, but just the overall morale of the team. They needed something like this with now Joel Embiid going through the things that he was going through, coming off of the losing streak, even though they won the two games at home. Josh Richardson having to speak to the team during a players only meeting. Al Horford now shifted to the bench. Brett Brown with everything coming down on his back because of, as we have been talking about, a poor coaching performance, poor team performance in general over the first part of the season, where his job is in question, and still plenty of basketball left to play. But it was just important for these guys tonight overall to get a W, go into the All-Star break with some positivity that they can look back to instead of all the negative things that have been going on. Now, this doesn't take away from those things. However, it does, again, just put a little bit of a blanket over it for right now for them to get this win, win three in a row, right? Win three games in a row, having swept these home games that they've had, going into the 9 days off and just simply stepping away from the game for a minute. We want all of them to continue to work and get their shots up during the break and all of this stuff. And I'm sure they'll mix those things in. But what they needed to do was, number one, start with this three-game homestand going into the break with a tough game tonight against the Los Angeles Clippers, whose record tonight dropped to 37-17. They are still third now. One full game behind the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference, while the Sixers have stayed in that fifth spot, but only two games behind the Miami Heat, who are idle, and 2.5 games up on the Indiana Pacers, who are also idle tonight. Just a solid win in terms of that. Not necessarily solid win. Let's sit here and wave pom-poms and shoot off confetti and all of that type of stuff. This win probably meant more than that. With everything that has been going on, coming at the coach, coming at Al Horford because of his play and the big contract, coming at Joel Embiid after what he did on Sunday evening against the Chicago Bulls, they just needed a W. Continue to get the W. So they now have won three in a row after the four-game road trip that they had where they lost them all. They come back on the 20th. Today is the 11th. They have those days off. They come back on the 20th against the Brooklyn Nets. I believe it's a Wednesday night. And Thursday night, on the 20th, they come back at home to take on the Brooklyn Nets. A very winnable game against an opponent who plays them tough. But once again, having the opportunity to step away from the game after winning three, just feeling good. We talk about it with the Eagles every time they have a game before the bye week, right? Get this W, going in there with that solid momentum, feeling good about what you're doing, and get back on the field after that. And that's the same thing for me here. As important as it was and as an entertaining game as it was tonight, 110-103 with the Sixers up twice, up 12. They lost the 12-point advantage early. They regained it in the third quarter, lost it again. And they still ultimately came away with the win. 13 lead changes, 5 times tied. This was a fun game. This was an entertaining game. It had everything to it that you wanted with the drama of Embiid and the fan base. The fact that you have the Kawhi Leonard returning to the center for the first time since we last saw him in the postseason in the spring, last spring. Paul George out there. Lou Williams returning home. Marcus Morris with the new team. Returning home again. Ben Simmons playing well. Josh Richardson back in the lineup. Everything. It had it all to it. Nationally televised. Tom McGinnis going crazy. Some great plays overall. It was a fun game to watch. I'm glad they got the win. But I think it just simply meant more to the morale of the team getting this W going into the All-Star break. Solid win for them tonight. Simmons was great. 26 points on 12 of 22 shooting. Led the team, guys. In shooting, led the team in shooting, got to the free throw line for 2 of 3, making 2 of 3, 12 rebounds, 10 assists, and here was the key for me in 42 minutes and 43 seconds. While he did not have the ball in his hands the entire night, he had the ball a great deal. He only turned the ball over 3 times, and I say only because while the Clippers are not the Toronto Raptors, they may do things a little bit differently with their defensive schemes. He struggles against Kawhi Leonard where he has these high turnover games. Remember last year he had the 11 turnover game. Then he had the 8 or 9 turnover game against Toronto Raptors with Kawhi Leonard on the floor. Kawhi Leonard was on him a majority of the night tonight as well. He only turned the ball over 3 times. To me, that says something. And I appreciated that based off of the way he's been playing, the importance of what he had to do. Not only do that offensively, but defend Kawhi Leonard. We talked about it during the Sixers and 60 show. You're not going to stop him. Slow him down. What's slowing him down? Well, he was 12 of 23, Kawhi Leonard, for 30 points, a game high. That's what you're going to get from arguably the best player in the game. And that's okay because Ben was there. A couple of times you could sit there and say, Ben, why did you do this? Why did you step back? Why did you allow him to get to his spot? I remember one point as they were coming towards us down by the Clippers bench, the basket, and the Clippers had the ball and we're sitting there in our media seats and I'm looking at the play and Ben's playing well, but he's trying to shade him a little bit to the help defense. But he also sagged off just enough where he went underneath the pick. Got caught. Now, I didn't even say he went underneath. He got caught. Kawhi got to his spot, and I thought Ben could have fought over it a little bit, but I'm picking. All that to say, great players are going to find their shot. They're going to find their spot to get their best look, and that's what he did. That's what he does. He was tremendous tonight, but I thought Ben Simmons on both ends of the floor was really, really good in his 42 minutes and 43 seconds. Joel Embiid also tied with the team high 26 points, responding from what he did the last game, starting things off with the and one first bucket of the game, getting fouled. Crowd goes crazy. He encourages like he always do with both arms out, signaling to the crowd, bring it on. And they cheered. He smiled. All love, right? 26 points, 9 boards, 2 assists, 1 block shot, 1 turnover. I love that. 28 minutes and 10 seconds, 8 of 17 from the floor, 2 of 5 from deep, 8 of 13 from the free throw line. He imposed his will tonight. He didn't settle. He imposed his will tonight, and that's what you love to see. There were a few times that he missed some bunnies. He'll get those back, and we'll see what they do during the stretch run. Josh Richardson, tremendous in his return, really had a solid fourth quarter. He was 8 of 15 overall in the night, 3 of 5 from deep, 2 of 3 from the free throw line for 21 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist in 31 minutes and 32 seconds. And in the third quarter, he gave you nothing. But in the fourth quarter, that's what I'm talking about. He gave you 17 points of his 21, 6 of 9 from the floor, 3 of 3 from deep, and a few of those were deep, 2 of 3 from the free throw line in 11 minutes and 18 seconds. Those final seconds, of course, Brett Brown allowing the guys to come off the floor, getting them those standing ovation from the crowd. So a good win for the team, not just in the standings, where they go 34 and 21, improve their standing position in the Eastern Conference playoffs, sitting in the fifth spot, improving to 25 and 2, but just for their morale, just for the feel good. Going into the break when no one is pointing fingers about how you let this happen in this Clipper game. Kawhi Leonard went off. Montrezl Harrell had this night. Marcus Morris, Tobias, why didn't you close out on him enough? So on and so forth. We can pick at everything overall. But once again, 8 days off, the morale. Feeling good. 3-game homestand, 3-game winning streak. They continue to win on their floor, 25-2. Now 2 games back of the Miami Heat in the fourth spot. 2.5 up on Indiana, while the Sixers are securing right now the fifth spot. They still have some work to do against the Boston Celtics, who are playing tonight against the Houston Rockets. So maybe things will change a little bit where they can kind of chip away as we get ready for the second part of the season. It's going to be tough. Boston is very good. Toronto, probably way too far ahead, where you're looking at 6.5 for them. You take your shot, but it may be too much. You focus on the 3 and the 4 seed if you can, and you go from there. But a good start tonight, going into the All-Star break, a good win over a very good team, the LA Clippers. They'll see them in March as they go on their 4-game Western Conference, West Coast trip against the Lakers, Clippers, Kings, Warriors, closing out that 4-game road trip, and they have to find a way to at least split that 4-game run and come away with a better road record, as we know. So listen, guys, if you're leaving the center, I know it's late. Great game. Good game. Entertaining game. Solid win for this team, picking up their 34th of the season. Only 3 games back of the LA Clippers in terms of the win total. The question, of course, for the Sixers is the amount of losses on the road, with 21 to the Clippers 17, but they're not too far. They still have some things that they need to do. The break is coming at the right time, since they were able to walk into this thing with 3 straight wins at home. So listen, 610-632-0975. We go in the post as always until midnight. I'm Devon Givens, Dylan McKinnon producing the show. If you're leaving the center and you want to check in, share your thoughts on everything that happened in the arena tonight from start to finish with Joel Embiid and the crowd, his overall play, Ben Simmons' aggressiveness, Tobias Harris with his solid run, Josh Harris with his tremendous fourth quarter with 17 points, some of the substitution things overall for the Sixers that I thought Brett Brown did a nice job starting Glenn Robinson in the third quarter, Furkan Korkmaz, 0, Al Horford coming off the bench, and many, many, many more. Give us a call, 610-632-0975. 110-103, the 34th win of the season for the 76ers, 25-2 at home. We're going to talk about it here in the post until midnight, right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1035, 97.5 The Fanatic in the post. Devon Givens with you until midnight, 610-632-0975. And I definitely have some things to say about Al Horford, so I'll share that as we go along. But I want to give everyone an opportunity to say their piece about the win tonight. Once again, the Sixers defeating the Los Angeles Clippers 110-103, improving to 34-21 on the season. And solid win, but more so just a solid win where we're going to overreact to a W. No, it's more of, with everything that's going on, it's nice to get a win as they walk into the All-Star break with 3 straight victories in their pocket. 610-632-0975. Let's start off in Westchester with Drew in the post on 97.5. What's happening, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How you doing today, man?
I'm good, man. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, man, after this win. I was actually in Miami. I was in Florida last week, and I went to the game down there last week and witnessed that debacle of a game. So it's kind of nice to see, you know, within a week time frame, you know, going from that type of an extreme loss to seeing, you know, such a positive win tonight. It's good that they, you know, kept their stuff together and, you know, didn't completely fold up. You know, they got the two games in a row. Now they got the three games in a row.
Right.
And, yeah, I was really impressed with everything tonight. I was a little disappointed with Korkmaz. You know, I was beginning to think he was going to be my new favorite guy. You know, I was, you know, thinking he might be the next, you know, second coming or something. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'll take anybody stepping up on any given night. So if he's going to step up on a given night and give you 30, that's cool too. But tonight we had Embiid, we had Simmons, we had Richardson, you know, so I think the guys, you know, that needed to step up did their thing.
Yeah, they did. They really did. And with everything that has, again, with all the turmoil just surrounding the team, not just Embiid, but everyone else being asked about it, Al Horford taking the responsibility of sitting down with the coach and talking about his new role, the adjustment that they had to make with him coming off the bench. You're right. Everyone did what they needed to do for the team tonight to get this W. And it was good to see because it's totally different, as you know, going into the All-Star break or going into any bye week when we talk about the NFL or All-Star break in any sport, Major League Baseball, hockey, where you have these losses, man. They just sit on you and you can't wait to get back out there trying to make sure you get back on the right track. In this case, you just want to get back out there to continue your winning ways, and they have, and it just feels much better, man.
Yeah, no, this is definitely
too much going on.
And I give total credit to Brett Brown for making the adjustments, you know, and doing what he did with Horford, and it looks like it may pay dividends. We'll see how it goes.
Yep, absolutely, man. Drew, have a good one, man. Thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. We keep it moving on the phones. We got Sean and Armore next on the Fanatic. Hey, Sean.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Not bad. I just wanted to follow up on what my man said about Furkan. He didn't have a good game, no points, but they showed him a lot of respect early, man. They had Kawhi Leonard guarding him for a minute there.
And Paul George.
Yes. And you know who picked up on that? My wife said that to me. She said they tried to shut him down early. They ain't want him to get started.
Nope.
But a lot of respect there for my man. A lot of respect there.
You're not kidding. When me and Celts were talking about it before the game, Sean, we said just that. How is he going to respond to, number one, defending them on the other end, Lou Williams? And then what can he do when one of those other defenders, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, are out there chasing him around as well?
We'll see what happens when he get out to L.A. And my second point was, Joel playing tough on the inside, posting up. That is the key to the Sixers game. They don't need to be bombing from three-point land. They only shot 27 last night, at this game, and 25 the night before. When he's playing down low and the Sixers getting them old-school three-pointers, that opens the game up for them as they double-team him, kicking out guys getting open. The other way around, them shooting threes don't open it up. I don't think it works for them. Inside out works for them the best.
Yeah, and the other thing with that, Sean, is I love how they just stayed on getting him the ball. They made a concerted effort to, even when they had opportunities, I thought, to possibly take guys off the bounce. They said, no, he has his man. We're going to give it to him. We're going to feed him, and we're going to play off that. And it worked.
Yes. Fouling people out, getting that front line in trouble. That's how the Sixers win.
Yeah.
That bombing is good, but they are inside team, man. I like that.
Yeah, Montrezl Harrell had four. Sean. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Glad you guys enjoyed the game. Montrezl Harrell, four personal fouls off the bench. Zubac had five personal fouls starting for the Los Angeles Clippers, banging with Joel Embiid on the low block. 610-632-0975. Landry Shamet, he contributed 19 points for the Los Angeles Clippers. Off the bench tonight, 7 of 11 shooting, 5 of 9 from deep, 36 minutes and 2 seconds for him. And, you know, just some flashbacks to when he was doing that in the Sixers uniform and making people feel bad about him not being on the team right now. Instead, he's in Los Angeles. 610-632 0975. Devon Givens in the post with you until midnight. Dylan McKinnon is producing the show. When we get back, I'll tell you guys why the whole, I'll get into my thoughts on the Al Horford benching, his new role for the team, at least for tonight. We don't know how long this goes on, but for tonight, Al Horford, being the professional that he is, came off the bench, played 27 minutes and 56 seconds, and we'll talk about what he did tonight and what this could possibly mean going forward. 610-632-0975. We're going in the post until midnight right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Dylan McKinnon producing. I'm Devon Givens. Sixers win over the Los Angeles Clippers, 110-103 at the center. Final game as we now head into the All-Star break. They have quite a few days off. And as they have these few days off, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons will be representing the team, of course, and in Chicago at the All-Star game. So we'll be paying attention to that. But after that, guys get to chill, relax a little bit, and then they return to the court on that Thursday, the 20th, to take on the Brooklyn Nets at the center. That Saturday at Milwaukee. So they have some games there over the next five to close out February. Brooklyn at home, at Milwaukee, back at home on Monday against the Atlanta Hawks, who always give the Sixers trouble, but only in Atlanta. Wednesday, they hit the road to take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then they bounce back to Philadelphia on a Thursday night, the 27th, to take on the New York Knicks one more time. So they can make some ground over these next couple of games to close out February. Then we'll worry about March and April as we go along. But a good win tonight for this team as they now have Wednesday through Wednesday off. They get back on the court on Thursday. So nice, solid amount of days, 8 days in total, that ninth day back on the floor against the Brooklyn Nets. I'll tell you guys about Al Horford, but let's talk to JR in South Philly first in the post here on The Fanatic. JR, what's going on?
Hey, I have one thing to say. I mean, first of all, I'm a Lakers fan. I think we're going to get the chip back because we're going to have their home court, but we're going to have to beat you. The X factor for you guys is Tobias. What the Tobias that you need to have is what you got tonight. Somebody that mixes it up and is not just a jump shooter, and he's more than one-dimensional. What do you think?
Yeah, so he gave you 17 tonight, right? And he really had a solid start of the game where he had 11 points in the opening frame. But also the thing that he does to JR, which is impressive that we see from time to time when they need help, is on the glass. He gave you 12 rebounds tonight for the 76ers to go along with five assists and no turnovers, JR. He was only 1 of 6 from deep, but he was aggressive. He looked for his, especially in the first quarter where he had that first couple of buckets. Things started rolling for him, and he kept going, and he looked really good. And you're absolutely right. Sometimes those guys, JR, can get lost because there's so much talent. You're trying to get others involved. You see now Al Horford is coming off the bench. So they're trying to do so many different things to get everyone else going. Therefore, they suffer a little bit as individuals are trying to get theirs when Brett Brown is trying to call some plays for them as well. So tonight, he was really good with 17, gave you 11 in the first quarter. But overall, as you said it, man, they're going to need him big time once they get to the postseason and hopefully playing into June.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to close with this. And it's funny you should mention Horford. He got a bad rap. That was just a valley. He played over 1,000 games, you know? And Horford's a diamond in the rough. Anybody who talks crap on Horford don't know the game. And I'm like basically out. One more thing. That freaking Glenn Robinson III, he was a top star at Michigan, yo. and here we go. You're going to the finals. You're not going to beat my Lakers. And it'll be squared on a mission thing, but you will go to the finals. You will beat Toronto, Milwaukee, and Boston because you got it inside as well as out. And I'm out. Thank
I
you
appreciate it, JR. I'm surprised to hear someone, even though as an outsider, a Laker fan, saying the Philadelphia 76ers is going to win. I cannot say that right now. I can only say that as Brian Seltzer pointed out during the Sixers and 60 portion of our show earlier today at the center, that they are certainly not out of it. As much as we get on them because we know that they, or we expected them to be better than they are, having more wins and less losses in the win-loss column as 34 and 21. But when you see them do this, our question always is, why can you not do this on the road? Why? What is it about them and their toughness mentally that doesn't allow them to come away with these victories on the road? Too many close games. The fact that they fall behind too soon, too quickly, and the lead is too big where you cannot overcome it. They are a good team. They have so much talent. That's why we had them representing the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals. It's not over. Milwaukee is the best team, clearly, in the Eastern Conference. You're going to have a tough matchup with the Toronto Raptors because they are a championship team that has that pedigree that we've seen that is now carried over after losing Kawhi Leonard, where they're still going to have two All-Stars, and deservingly so for both Pascal Siakam and Kyle Lowry, and Fred VanVleet growing his game. Norman Powell playing well again, solid off the bench. Marc Gasol just doing what Marc Gasol does. We mentioned it earlier, finding a gem like Terrence Davis to come off the bench and give them some work. The Sixers are going to have their work cut out for them, but they are also a very good team. So if they can find their way back into the top three of the Eastern Conference, with 27 games now remaining, guys, as this is right now stands at 34 and 21, they have 27 games to go with 55 in the books, 14 at home, 13 on the road. They will not win all 14 at home. At least I don't think so. That would be nice if they're able to go out there and add 14 more to their win total at the center. That would be tremendous. That would be tremendous. But I just don't see that happening to give them 39 wins at the center. That being said, the 13 is also very important. They have to find a way to start chipping away at these road games to at least try to get that record as close to 500 as possible. It's not going to happen at 9-19 with 27 in. 14 on the road with 27 and 28. No, so it is 13. 28 away, 13 left. They have to find a way to get as close as possible with the 13 back here. They're not going to end up 23 and 19 on the road, but at least try to be over 500 on the road to make that a respectable number, where not just because of that, and again, the morale that we talk about, the confidence that you have, but more so of jumping up those W's so you can move back up into that fourth or third spot in the Eastern Conference where you're going to have home court advantage, because that is important. Miami plays you well. Boston, we've seen them in the postseason, play you well. You don't want to underestimate that basketball team, the Boston Celtics, or the Miami Heat. So let's make sure that they're here in Philadelphia for game one. And if it does get to a game seven, that they're also back here in Philadelphia for that one as well. 610-632-0975. Sixers win tonight. Improved to 34 and 21. 110-103 over the visiting Los Angeles Clippers, led by Kawhi Leonard's game high 30 points. Landry Shamet with 19 off the bench. The Sixers were led by both Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, tied with a team-high 26 points. We'll get into that a little bit more on the other side, and I'll talk to you about what I think about Al Horford coming off the bench tonight and possibly going forward. 610-632-0975. We're in the post until midnight right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.